Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 193. We're almost there. Counting down.
It's happening a little too quickly.
I know. I don't like it.
Everything needs to relax. Every episode, I just get like hairs in my mouth, and I don't know where they're coming from, and I'm scared.
Oh. Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Anyway. I'm like, hey, girl.
This reminded me to look and make sure I don't have any lipstick on my teeth. I feel like that happens so often, and I don't know why.
Yeah, you have a lipstick on teeth problem.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
And it's like not even like immediately when I put the lipstick. Like, it's later when it feels like it is dry. Like, I don't understand where it comes from.
I don't know. Maybe the way you talk, like your teeth touch your lip. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I will say, much better than my previous problem, which we haven't experienced mostly because I don't wear eyeliner anymore. When I would
Oh my God, the eyeliner smudge.
It was such an issue for so long. You guys, I am so, I know I've voiced this before, but I'm so grateful to have eyelashes again.
Yeah, I don't know if you don't know this. Lily was missing eyelashes for like a year. There's actually full episodes where she had zero eyelashes, I feel.
Well, for the most part, I think I always put falsy ones on, but I'm terrible.
Not in the beginning.
Well, because there was some, I don't know what was going on. I had a health issue going on and I should have gone to the doctor and I didn't.
Yeah.
But it kind of just went away on its own. So
you're like, okay, anyway.
Yeah, I was like, I guess it's better now. But I would wake up and my eyes would be like swollen or like kind of, I don't want to, it sounds gross because
they would be like juicy, right?
I don't want to say pussy, but it was like, there was just like weird things. And it almost felt like I had like kind of like little whiteheads kind of on. This is probably sounding so weird, but I would inadvertently, like, it would be bothering me and I'd be like picking at my eyes and I'd be like pulling out like what I thought were like pimple stuff. And then I looked in the mirror one day and
you're like, oopsie, those pimples were my eyelashes.
Literally all of them were gone. And I was like, so I think some of them fell out.
I remember.
But a lot of them I plucked.
Yeah, I remember when that happened.
Like, you don't realize how much eyelashes, like.
Oh, I do.
You're like, man,
I do, because like you literally put on makeup, and I mean, now I like almost am always wearing cluster lashes that I like put the glue on, like how I did for you when you were here, because I just like how it looks so much more. But even just mascara, if I don't have mascara, I look like a naked mole rat.
I felt so ugly for like so long. But then
it's
also
crazy, yeah.
Then because it was like a situation where my like eyelids were a little swollen and there, it felt like there was something, some kind of fluid in there. It made it so the glue wouldn't fucking stick to my eyelids. So I couldn't even like, I mean, most of the time I eventually figured out that they have the magnetic ones and that's what I used for like the latter half. But I look back at videos and I'm like, first of all, they either were like weighing down my eyelashes or my eyelids, but then also they were just like not fully connected. So there'd be like a strip like coming off.
And the amount of times where we had to like pause because Lily's like, my fucking eyelashes in my fucking eye right now. I'm losing it.
That I would be like an hour late to filming because I'd be like, oh my God, I'm trying to put my eyelashes on. It's not working. And I'd be like crying. And it's just, it was a journey. So
it was a journey. Yeah,
it was.
And I'm happy for you.
So grateful that they're back because I always had really long eyelashes and I've never had to worry about it, and then they were just gone.
They're honestly like back though, like you have full eyelashes.
Fully, they're full grown. Love it.
I didn't know they could grow that quick because I feel like, it was less than a year.
Well, I mean, I feel like now it's been like over a year probably. I feel like we forget how long we've been doing this.
I know,
it feels like we just started. But every single time I put mascara on now, I'm like, oh, this is so nice.
Love that for you.
Anyway, sorry for that tangent, but
no, don't be. What's the intro without a good old tangent?
Speaking of our past.
Oh my God. Okay. Guys, put your pitchforks down. I feel like there are two groups of people. Three groups of people. There is one group who has been with us forever and was here during the Deaf Noodles era, which, fun fact, if you don't Actually, not so fun fact. If you don't know who Deaf Noodles is, I regret to inform you that your life will change today. And that is just an unfortunate truth. And you're joining us on the dark side. And if we have to know about it, so do you.
I will link, this won't, we'll tell you who he is right now too. But I will link, was it our 100th episode where I did the compilation?
Of Deaf Noodles?
Yeah, we reacted to it.
Did we?
Oh my God, yeah. And it's so, like, we, because I remember putting it together and I'm like, we were really funny. Like, we did get a lot of mean girl comments, but first of all, we were right. Those were like some of the first of all, first
everyone
vibes.
Telling us we're mean girls now, we were way meaner back then. Like, we filtered ourselves a lot. No,
so that was the first time that we were mean. And I will admit, we were very harsh.
We let
but like,
rip.
He was being so just openly just stupid so and making horrible decisions. And we were giving him very, I think, great constructive criticism.
Him and his friend said I had a dry vagina. So, you know, fuck him.
Anyway, he was a commentary channel, is, I guess, because he's returned.
I know that he was considered a commentary channel, but I wouldn't even consider him that because what he did was he uploaded every single day.
6 a.m.
And you would wake up, exactly, it was timed. You knew that you were going to wake up to a Deaf Noodles video and I would watch them all because commentary wasn't really what he did. They were short, they were like 10 minutes long, and he literally would rapid fire topics, give like a one-liner of commentary, kind of Philip DeFranco-esque, even though Philip definitely provides more commentary.
Yeah, it was like, well, he gives like news. The thing here was, and I had this realization when we start talking about him, because spoiler alert, he took a very hard left turn from the
left U turn,
just like
what the
internet
fuck that was.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. But I came to the realization that, and this was because we watched him, he did like an Ace Fest vlog. That was the first, we always talk about this, that it was the first like rant I went on that Jessie cut out because she's like, Lily, you're being too, it's too mean. And I caught the vibes early.
No, you really did, because he was well-liked at that time and he was the source that most people went to for news. So Lily just sat there being like, you're not funny. Like, what are you doing? Stop.
I don't know at what point in the podcast you want to come out as Deaf Noodles' number one hater.
I wouldn't.
Lily cannot. The footage that we had to cut out of our Ace Fest episode because Lily was being too mean to Deaf Noodles.
Which can be funny if you're funny.
Way before any controversy, way before, I mean, anyone even had a thought that Deaf Noodles could go south, Lily was on it. She had that vibe and she ran with it.
I didn't see that as being foreshadowing, but apparently it was, because now things have taken the biggest left turn. It's basically, I would say a U-turn, but it's a different direction. I just got weird vibes and I couldn't hold back. I was being a little too honest. I'll admit that, but then he starts doing this whole pivot to, he's not a commentator. He doesn't do that kind of content anymore. He's a comedian. But it was during that whole transition that I realized I never liked, or it wasn't even that I didn't like, I didn't pay attention.
I never liked you, sir.
He was like, I never paid attention to anything he was saying. I just kind of tuned him out. What I would watch for is, because he would cover the topics I was interested in.
Yes.
And he would play video clips and stuff.
Yes.
He wouldn't talk that much. So I just like kind of was like,
that's why I'm like, he wasn't so much commentary as he just was providing like, hey, this happened and that was it. And so you would keep up with things happening on the internet, which was especially helpful if you had like a low attention span because he does it so quickly. But commentary was not what he did. And he one day just was like, I'm tired of this. And he stopped. First of all, I didn't know the whole like year I watched him that apparently this was a character and he was playing a
cat in a
Minecraft house.
No one knew.
No one
because
knew.
It wasn't.
Only him. You knew he was in a Minecraft house and he was wearing headphones with a cat ear on it. But that's it. Like, nobody knew this was a character because
I thought it was
like
a style like a choice of his.
The whole like premise is that it's a parody and that he's playing a character and that he's a cat in a Minecraft house. Honestly, I never really knew that it was supposed to be a character. He announced that he was shifting his content and that he was going to be Dennis. So then he started doing the news and it was honestly, in my opinion, pretty much the same exact thing, except maybe he sounded a little more tired sometimes.
Lily, it was not the same thing. He cursed far more.
So I killed off that fucking character and this is how I fucking talk. I use the word fuck as an adjective, an adverb, and a verb. So you better get fucking used to it because we're gonna fucking say fuck every other fucking word.
And a lot of very weird timed giggling.
What slur is that? This is anyone? It's like, what the hell's wrong with you?
But what are you laughing at? I don't understand.
Very unfortunate, very quickly.
And like,
it was like, wait,
giggling.
Why do you
weird, unsettling
so
giggling?
My mind always jumps to when he went on H3, which was the most awkward co-host of all time. Like, I know Ethan just like wakes up in a cold sweat at 3 a.m. about that.
is so bad at improv. And that's not even like a matter of taste. I feel like it's an objective truth. He just completely shuts down and like almost forgets how to talk. Dennis can't really come up with any good commentary at all for anything.
I think we know who's it gonna be.
I think, yeah.
Fantastic stuff. You know, pretty exciting category.
Yeah.
You realize what a big year it's been, huh?
Yeah. It's some big names.
Yeah, there it is.
It was.
And that is the person that is saying he has formal comedy training. When has a comedian ever had to explain to you their training?
If you have to tell someone that you're a comedian, I have some very unfortunate news for you.
And this is someone who is very vocally self-proclaimed comedian.
And I think the only word he said was, yeah. Like, I think that's actually all he said.
Oh, yeah.
But going back to the three types of people that are going to be watching this. So there's the people that stuck with us throughout all of that. Now, we live reacted to his roast. That was a thing. Even Megan live reacted to one of his roasts because Lily couldn't make it because her back was, she was having a moment.
We have
a lot of lore with Deaf Noodles. Those live streams have since been buried in the internet and you'll never see them. Thank you very much. Maybe we'll post them to our Patreon, actually. We should do that.
There's one of them still up.
No, not the live streams. We privated all the live streams.
I mean, I hope so, but I kind of feel like there's still one up.
No, we did a regular video of reacting to the roast. That was the, are you from Detroit?
No, that was funny, but oh my God, Miranda.
Fucking Miranda. There's a lot of lore there. We will link all of our Deaf Noodles videos below. And if you want to check them out, you can. But there's
can
the
I
group of people that have been there and loved it.
I was going to say, can I add in one more fun fact that in his, I would say gradual downfall, but it was a very steep decline very quickly, that it was revealed that despite portraying himself and very much feeding into it, because he would wear a UCLA shirt usually all the time and like had the fucking cat ear headphones, that he had been saying, or I guess he let people believe that he was 27. Plot twist, he was 37.
Big difference. And I mean, it's not like it changes really anything, but it also does at the same time. And you're like, wait, what? Well, Why'd you do that?
But then in a Minecraft house, like he was definitely playing into like more of a youthful, like.
And everything he covered was like Addison Rae. It was the very, very like immature content. It wasn't even so much like TikTok drama as a whole. It was like the teeny bopper drama, I feel like, is what he covered.
He was appealing to a certain audience and he knew what he was doing. And then it came out that he was almost 40.
But back to the types of people watching this video.
Yeah.
We have the people that are watching this that have been there and were like all for the Deaf Noodles era. That may be how you found us, because that was honestly one of the first videos and like series to ever not blow up, because they didn't blow up, but like do well on our channel. Like people found us through that.
We got more viewers than his live streams did.
Yes. Then we have the other group of people that have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. And then we have the other group of people who hated the Deaf Noodles era. People are like, I avoid Deaf Noodles fucking videos like the plague. I can't stand it. I will say, even if you hated the Deaf Noodles era, I still think that you should stick around for this topic, because this is really interesting. And this doesn't have a whole lot to do with what a dipshit he is. This has a lot to do with like, huh? Like, are you dead in a cave somewhere? Are you okay? Or like, is like, what's going on? So basically what I want to do is catch you up very quickly, like rapid fire. This is what we've missed, because we have purposefully not covered Deaf Noodles because we don't want to cover him, because why would we cover him at this point? Like, we're just kind of like, no more.
Well,
no more.
Because also he took like a pivot after the comedian stuff like wasn't working and tried to do basically like rage baiting, and then was like posting like weird, like
really vile shit. Yes,
it was just ridiculous. So I feel like we didn't want to give him any extra attention.
100%. And also there is a point that he definitely alluded to, and like it seems like he was on drugs and a lot of stuff we weren't interested in covering because it seemed like a lot. like a lot that we didn't want to venture out. But we're going to rapid fire what's happened since we last covered him, and then we will cover what is currently happening, which honestly, I don't know if she meant to do a pun, but the researcher put topic one, Deaf Noodles or definitely AI. Slay on, queen. That was
I haven't even seen the new stuff, and Jesse just told me about it and I'm excited.
It's
fucking
bizarre. It's weird as shit. And honestly, I am kind of just like, what? Out of all the weird shit Deaf Noodles has done, which is a lot, this is the weirdest. Like, I'm just,
I don't know. I kind of feel like this like makes sense.
You feel like this is like a normal pivot for him? Like, oh yeah, it's just Deaf Noodles doing weird fucking shit on the internet. One of the things that he did as he pivoted away from commentary and saying, I killed the cat in the Minecraft house, it's all over, was not only cursing a lot, but honing in his focus on Keemstar. Now, Keemstar is not a friend of the show, never will be. I quite literally don't hate many people. I quite literally hate Keemstar.
I hate him on your behalf.
Thank you. Period. Love that.
Whenever he had that death prank that he did on April Fool's this year, when literally after we found out it was a prank, someone asked me, they're like, oh, what did he, like, because he used to tweet terrible, fucked up shit about Jesse, and it was just so out of line. And someone asked me, what are you tweeting? I'm like, wait one sec. I'm like, I have Mal archived, ready to go.
I don't like to speak Keemstar's name very much, but I kind of was here for the Keemstar slander era in regards to death, only because I really don't like him.
That's the crazy part, though, is like, I despise him. But during this era when Def Noodles would literally end almost, end or begin,
every
almost
video.
Every video he did with like at least a 10 minute rant about Keemstar, where it was just like literally just saying fuck every 2 seconds too. That was where it most was of
lot.
The cursing came in.
It was a lot for
That I was when it. I was kind of like, I don't know about
this. You seem to be going through something.
Like, this is a little obsessive.
Secretly, I did love that era. I have to be honest. I did because I dislike Keemstar so much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I liked the but message, right. But I didn't like the it messaging.
Totally understand that, and I agree 100%. Well, one of his noble efforts during that time was that he was going to sue the fuck out of Keemstar. And the reason he was going to sue Keemstar is because one of the things that Def Noodles is infamous for, you could say, is that he had a Twitter thread on James Charles and people that had alleged that James Charles did things, right? And a lot of those were proven to not be true. And he published them and like put them on the list far before he like fact checked it.
That was also something that was interesting because like I remember when that happened. But the reason we even found Def Noodles to begin with was because he was covering stuff about you and Voldemort.
Oh, right. I forgot that.
And he was reporting things that were accurate. I mean, I was the source for a lot of them, apparently. So obviously they were. But like, we had no reason to believe that he was like, just like clickbaiting stuff and like making stuff up. Like that right. wasn't the vibe that I got. It seemed like he just like got this wrong and then he did correct it. But I think it did.
I don't even think it was that. I think that he just girl bossed a little too close to the sun. He was always trying to be the first person to put something out and it just bit him in the ass is what I gathered.
His Twitter was like, that was the only thing more timely than his YouTube channel was like, he was always breaking stuff on Twitter.
Yeah. So Keemstar's way of like mocking that situation was to post a tweet calling Def Noodles a P word, a PDF file, if you will. That is the source of the lawsuit that Dennis, which is his real name, Dennis Feitosa, he's a Brazilian, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's actually important context because his family is all far away from him. That makes sense because it's like, maybe move back home. I feel like you need some solid people around you. I don't know your family, but like, it just feels like he's been in LA a little too long considering everything we're going to cover. And so he sued Daniel Keem, which is Keemstar. And spoiler alert, he did not win that lawsuit, even though I'm pretty sure he like boasted about how he was going to win, or like his monologues would be like, fuck you, Keemstar. Like, I'm coming for you. And I think he crowdsourced money for that. Did he not? We need to look into that.
I don't actually remember that.
I think he might have. I also may be lying. Okay.
He also bragged about having six businesses and being super successful.
Right.
So what those businesses were, unsure.
Now, when they settled, they both posted tweets and it was very clearly like a court ordered thing where it was like, we are settling. And it was this whatever bullshit,
like an agreed
boring
upon
yawn
statement for both
yeah
of them.
Whatever yeah. But it didn't work out. He didn't get to sue Keemstar, and Keemstar didn't technically win either. I think it was like a settlement and they agreed and whatever. He kept doing the roast battle. So important context as well is that he owned a comedy club, which he did post consistently for so long. And we talked about that. Like, if you post consistently for a year and each of those videos are getting over 100,000 views, like, you're banking. Like, you're making a lot of money.
And that was the thing, is like, even though I tuned out anything he was saying and wasn't really interested in his personality whatsoever, I really did applaud his work ethic and like consistency, to the point that I was almost like a little concerned sometimes, because I was like, do you like,
have a life?
He posts every day. Like, do you, I mean, I don't have a life either, but like, literally, I was like, do you have time to do anything?
Well, they were such short videos.
He was super burned out
though. But yeah, no, I would still be burned out.
Yeah, but don't you
regardless.
Remember it took him like 3 hours to film those meme ones? Then
okay, maybe he got better over the years.
No, but so that was like something I felt like I respected him as a peer in the space, that I was like, he works really hard. But then he got a little burned out doing that and then pivoted to follow his true passion, which was comedy,
which is what we reacted to, because he had a comedy club, which was an old like audio store that sold speakers and shit, and he transformed it into allegedly an illegal comedy club that sold alcohol illegally.
Well, it was a retail space.
Yeah, it's a
not
retail space,
like an event space.
Exactly.
He would like sell alcohol at the
it was definitely like, was a lot of shady things. Shit going on. And then also on the side, he changed his content a lot, not just by starting to curse a lot. He started to do more like skits, and then he had these side characters, Israel and Tiana.
Two people, one girl is Tiana and then the guy's name is Israel. Both of them act in his skits. Bless your soul.
I demand a recount.
Dennis, this is an election.
Yeah, well, I demand a rewrite. Okay.
Wait, though, before we go any further. Guys, me and Jesse noticed something.
We don't want to take credit.
We don't want to take credit. No, of course not. But we did notice that he may or may not have moved out of the storage unit.
And?
That Israel and Tiana have been noticeably absent.
Listen, we did not have a very unique opinion about this. Everyone hated the Israel and Tiana skits. Everyone hated the furniture
unanimous,
in the back.
Yeah.
So we're not here to say it's all us. But you know what? I'd like to think that we had something to do with it. And he's better off for it. However, now he's like supplemented the Israel and Tiana skits with the awful troll rants.
The last one, he even tried to get creative and had like flames coming up to make it like
Israel
funnier,
really went
I
off
guess.
With that one.
Well, he has more time now that he's not rehearsing the skits.
Okay, now we're being mean.
So much lore that we cannot possibly get into. I just cannot even stress enough how much, like, you need to just go experience it for yourself. But that all happened and a lot changed and the roasts happened. And apparently the roasts continued to happen, but he stopped live streaming them, because one thing that he did was live stream them and invite people to come and like pull up. He was like, haters, pull up. Here's the address, which is like, also a really bad idea. And somebody got pushed. Who was it? I forgot.
Salvo Pancakes.
Salvo Pancakes got pushed, but then someone else got, I don't know. It was a whole thing. It was a disaster.
Know, that
no
was
surprise.
Like our whole thing started when we talked about the roast and the comedy club with like our concerns about the legalities of having the comedy club there and like having people coming. And but then also one of the big red flags, in addition to me pointing out that his production was just the worst thing that you could possibly imagine, was like safety wise, not just for the people attending, but for him.
Yeah,
he's literally like picking fights with people, and it would seem like legitimate fights he would be picking with people like on Twitter, and then he'd be telling them to come show up and do this roast battle, and the writing was on the wall for it to not go well. But it went so much worse than we could have imagined.
Yeah.
And even one of our live streams reacting to it got more views than his live stream.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Tushy.
I am so excited about this sponsor because I am a bidet queen. I have been a bidet girl ever since I met my husband, because he's a bidet boy. Honestly, the Tushy bidet, I love it so much. Not only do I love its little bamboo nozzle, but also just like the stream, and that you could adjust the angle of the stream. It's quite nice.
No, it is great. It attaches to your toilet and you don't need any extra plumbing or additional electricity or anything. And it just has a precise stream of water that removes 99% of bacteria compared to normal wiping.
I'm telling you, once you go Tushy, you'll never go back. You feel the cleanest you felt, and anything other than that just feels wrong. I'm telling you.
Also, it only takes 10 minutes to install, which is pretty clutch. And because it is the holiday season, if you're looking for something to get someone, because look how happy it has made Jesse, this is the perfect option, and it benefits everyone in your household. So for a limited time, our listeners get 10% off their first bidet order, and you just have to use the code DWKT at checkout.
That's 10% off your first bidet order over at hellotushy.com with promo code DWKT. And when it asks who sent you, don't forget to let them know that it was the girlies.
Again, just go to hellotushy.com and use the code DWKT.
And thank you so much to Tushy for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. And also, you know, we knew it wasn't going to go well, but I don't think that anyone could have foreseen just how downhill everything went. So he stopped live streaming the roast battles and he kind of just disappeared. Like, people just, like, weren't checking for him because he wasn't posting his daily videos. And he wasn't doing the live streams anymore, so people kind of forgot about him.
He did the grifting for a while. He did the weird, like, right-wing, like, alt-right.
But that was also very sporadic. That wasn't, like, even consistent. Like, he would just come on every so often, be weird, and then kind of disappear again. Like,
but I feel like that was kind of, like, an era afterwards where he did still make a decent amount of videos. And they were all just, like, really... It seemed like he was just rage-baiting.
Yeah.
It also went against anything that he acted like he stood for months earlier before he started the whole roast thing. But then after that, I felt like he just disappeared.
Yeah, he did disappear. And then he reappeared on Reddit, on his subreddit. And I remember people questioning, like, is this real? Is this not? He basically went on, and we definitely didn't cover this because it was, like, heavy and weird. And he essentially said, like, basically tell me why I should stay alive is what he was asking his Reddit. He was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
He hadn't been on the Reddit in, like, I think it was, like, 7 months or something.
Yeah.
And he randomly came back and was, like, frantically, he was, like, paragraphs. Posting a lot on it.
Yeah.
And it was confirmed that it was, like, his verified account.
Yeah.
Like, people
and, I mean, he said, he's like, I fucked up. I don't know why I did this. That's why when he reappeared, I wasn't so surprised because I was like, okay, well, he clearly regretted it. He posted on Reddit a million times about, like, what did I do? Why did I destroy everything? I destroy, like, fucking everything in my life, and now I don't know what to do. I don't have money. I don't have anything. And so when he came back, I was like, oh, he's trying to kind of rekindle that again. But I don't even know that that's what he's trying to do. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Wait, but then also, when did he start posting what you're gonna show us?
Very recently. I would say in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, because I don't know if you remember, you responded to it, but I texted you on September 4th, and I sent you a link to Irrelevant News, which is what he called a segment on his YouTube channel for so long.
I have it here. See if... Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, and I go, oh my God, not the fucking rebrand. He's using an AI voice. And he had wiped everything from his
channel.
Wiped
everything.
Except for these new videos. It was not as bad as the one we... Oh, that was during our Patreon thing. Guys, go check out our bonus episode that's coming soon. Wow, you're in for a treat with some AI voices. But it was like that standard, just like news coverage, but very not personable. Like, it wasn't him, definitely. And because he had wiped all of his videos, I think he was banking on people finding him and not realizing that it's the same person.
Yeah, but that was a really shitty move because if you literally search on YouTube, Deaf Noodles, he does not come up. You have to search Irrelevant News with Deaf Noodles to even find him. And that's stupid. But there's a couple things that happened before that. I do have an example of that AI voice. So we're gonna, her name's Pearl. But after that whole Reddit thing, he wiped his entire channel. So everything was gone, which is never a good decision because as a YouTuber who doesn't post on my main channel, I want to try eventually to get back to that. You still get, I mean, it's pennies, but you get residual income. You know, you get something.
Well, especially with the nature of what his content was, people are absolutely going to stumble upon that, and random videos might pop off later.
Exactly.
So it's weird, especially because he had been vocal about having like some financial struggles because he spent all of his money on this comedy club and just tanking his career, that even if it was only a little, why would you cut that off?
You know, I don't think he was in his best decision-making era.
And I think what he thought was, again, if he could rebrand where he is not involved and it's not his face, because when like I sent you that, it's very much it's the AI voice, but he had wiped like any trace of him, like he's not in the banner, he's not in any of the picture, like nothing would have like a new viewer think that Dennis Feitosa or Deaf Noodles was in charge of this channel. So I think he was hoping this would be like his clean slate that he could start over.
Maybe. I think that that would be silly. But going back in order, then there was a death rumor. People thought he literally died because he disappeared, like even after the right wing content. And then none other than Keemstar had to clarify that he was not dead. So that's fun. This is such a weird side quest, but he signed a contract with Keemstar to host short form content.
I thought it was weird, but at the same time, I was like, this is so something both of them would do, because yes, it did seem like they genuinely hated each other, but what they love is attention.
True.
And they knew that this would drum up attention, and I think they were friends originally before they had the whole falling out, and they would like talk a lot. So I think they probably were like, hey, let's put our differences aside so we can make all this money. And I don't think it went like that.
The Drama Alert Twitter account tweeted, Deaf Noodles has signed to Drama Alert as our new short form content host. His show will be starting August 1st. He's not still doing that. So not great of a venture, I guess.
I'm like, my witchy powers. I predicted that too, I believe. I'll find the tweet and put it on screen here because I was like, something tells me this isn't going to go well. I think he literally, like, I almost want to say he like didn't show up for one of the day. Like, from the beginning, I don't think he did more than one or two episodes.
But now we get to meet Pearl because he recently came back. We'll check the exact date. Let me see. September 3rd, 2024 is when he came and introduced Pearl.
Hey, y'all. I'm Pearl, and welcome to Irrelevant News. If you're anything like me, you've got a front row seat to all the YouTube craziness, the drama, the feuds, the wild back and forths that keep everyone talking. That's exactly why I'm here. I wanted to create a spot where we can sit down together, break it all down, and dig into what's really happening. We'll cover everything from the big blow up.
This is insane. Like, if you were there for the prime Def Noodles era, he used to get hundreds of thousands of views a day. This video has 2,600 views. It's been up for months. Like, that's insane. Well,
and the fact that he knows that he tanked his career so badly that he's looking back to, like, when was the last time I had success? And that's when he did consistent drama videos where he was, it was called Irrelevant News, but he wasn't usually making fun of it. He was actually reporting.
Like, he did
news.
A little funny voice when he would say, Irrelevant News, like, I guess. But no, he was, yeah, he was definitely there. And he seemed to have interest in the same things in the same way that, like, it's like us saying, who gives a fuck about drama? Obviously us. Like, why the fuck what else would we be here?
Yeah, no.
Like,
what? But also, it's funny because he very much then, when he was doing the transition to comedian, he was like, it's called Irrelevant News. I never cared about it. It was always stupid. And it was
that,
like,
wasn't clear.
Well, no, you, like, pretended you did. So, like, you have been lying to
but
us.
But then
for sure.
He then jumps on camera. So when Pearl made her soft launch, hard launch, I don't know what it's considered, people thought that he sold his channel. People were like, what the fuck? Like, who's this AI lady who's just trying to make Irrelevant News happen again?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
There were some people that were like, what happened?
Did people not realize that it was AI?
No, they did realize. Well, there was probably some people that didn't realize it was AI.
I just feel like it was so blatantly obvious to me that it was like, oh my God.
But imagine someone buys the channel, they're not necessarily going to be someone that wants to jump on camera. It makes sense that they would try to do like a BuzzFeed Clever News type like voiceover.
I guess,
I don't know.
But I also have to wonder, I'm like, who the fuck would buy his channel after you Google him?
Yeah, a lot of people. But okay, so this is the first episode where he comes back.
Oh my God. And in the title, it's the title. The title ends with face reveal. So people are
Dennis,
expecting
we know
to
what
see
your face looks
Pearl,
like.
Perhaps?
We've seen it plenty. Oh my God. This is like, is this like a whole dramatic thing? Like, that's Paige. And then, oh, I can't.
Oh my God. I'm kind of excited.
Hey, y'all.
Though.
It's Pearl.
Oh, Pearl.
So a lot of you have been curious about my identity. And I just want to say, thank you for all the love and support along the way. I've been keeping things under wraps for a while now, but I'm finally ready to reveal who I am. I'm so excited for this next chapter, and I couldn't have gotten here without y'all. Anyway, without further ado, here we go. 3, 2.
No, I did it again.
I guess I'm back. The other guy? Yeah, he tried to kill me off, but forgot I'm a cat with 9 lives. Anyway, he got what he deserved. And now it's time to get back to what we do best. Buckle up. We got some good stuff coming. Let's get back to it.
Right back.
Not him trying to tie in the death of the Minecraft cat character. You're going back to the content that you literally spent months shitting on and bashing, saying how much you hated it and how awful it was.
And you think people are just
going to
come
and anyone watched it.
Watch it again. I mean, look at the views. Obviously, they didn't.
I told you, he's looking back to when he had success for the last time. And
wants
he's like, I guess I got
to
redo that.
Now, if you look at these thumbnails, do you notice anything?
They're very similar to what they used to be.
No, not just that. He's wearing the same shirt. So you start realizing he looks the same in all these videos. Did he record them all in one day? Impossible, because this is topical drama.
But wait, so do you not remember he used to do that for all of his thumbnails, regardless of whether he was wearing that? Like, are these actually what he looks like in the...
Yes, I know what you mean. He used to use the same thumbnail a lot.
Yeah, he would literally just use the same, like, picture,
but no,
and it was just
he's
in
the same shirt.
And they're different days, because I also feel like I could see him.
And this is a different one.
I'm trying to see if, like, his hair looks slightly
oh,
different.
Oh, no, it's... We'll get into it, but these are all the same day.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah, or allegedly. Okay. But now we get into why this is so weird, because a creator by the name of Yapzaddy...
That's funny.
made a video where he believes that all of these videos are AI, and he has some proof, and let's just watch it. Let's just go on this journey. Maybe it's crazy, maybe it's not. Let's see.
Honestly, this would be a technological advance for Dead Noodles.
I know. Honestly, you're right.
He got what he deserved, and now it's time to get back to what we do best. Buckle up. We got some good stuff coming. Let's get back to it. Irrelevant News.
Okay, so off the bat, the way he's speaking is just... robotic. I don't know how else to describe it. Maybe it's just an awkward intro, but the thing is, it's like that for the entire video, and his head movements don't even seem to match what he's saying.
Bryce Hall was busy dodging soccer stars, sliding into his girlfriend's DMs.
Now, his lips are off sync, for sure, and that is something people
have
pointed
out. Okay, I was just going to ask, because I feel like there's usually a delay when we're watching
it's a thing.
Screen, so I can't tell. There's actually a delay. Does it seem like a delay, or that he's not saying the words?
No, I think that's a good question. I don't know specifically. I do know that some people who have covered him before this whole AI theory came into play, they were saying, why is it so off? Like, why are his lips moving weird?
Yeah.
Like, people had said that.
I mean, he's never been great with audio.
Yeah. But... like, we're thinking, okay, did he just not sync it right? So, like, we record on our microphone and then we record on our camera. We have to sync them up. And if they're not synced properly, you're going to be able to see it. So, is it an issue as simple as that? Or is it something else? Let's see.
Bryce Hall.
In a twist.
To be fair, that's how he's always spoken.
I was just going to say, I mean, did this guy watch him before? Because that sounded pretty, like, standard for him.
I mean, he's covering the comeback, so I would assume that yes, that he knows the lore.
KSI responded by confessing.
In a twist. KSI.
In a twist.
In a twist.
In a twist.
In a twist. Not only does he sound robotic, but he's making an uncomfortable amount of eye contact with the camera. Like, he's not.
That's also very him.
This is literally. Yeah, none of that was
weird.
I know. That was very on brand.
I know.
Not blinking at all. And his face doesn't even exchange expressions. My suspicion when I was watching the video was that the reason why this is so convincing is because this is real footage. Like, he green screened himself into the cat house. The thing that is AI generated is the script, the voice, and his mouth has been completely replaced with AI. That's why none of his actions match his mouth. That's why he makes sure not to emote or anything, so he can put whatever audio over his mouth that he wants. So I was extremely suspicious of this footage, and after I was done watching the video,
I think that the theory is possible. Now I want to get into the glitches that he claims are AI to see a little bit more.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna need a little more proof, because I don't have faith in Dev Noodle's technological skills to pull that off, and like, to know that he shouldn't move his head around a lot. Like, do you not remember the fucking storage closet?
Okay, well, but that was just a production issue.
His camera used to shake like it was on, like it would be like it was on a boat.
You know, but that was a live thing. Could have been different. Let's see the glitches.
I downloaded it so I could take a closer look. And what I found, in my opinion, confirms without a doubt that this is AI generated content. If we zoom in by 200%.
Enhanced.
I'm switching right now between two frames. Only his mouth is moving. If you look at his hair, not a single pixel is moving. If I go back a couple frames and he's in the middle of moving, and then one frame, only his mouth is moving, and then the next frame.
Is that weird, Lily?
This kind of feels, this kind of feels like my Britney Spears.
You're like green screen. They're fucking, like, oh my God, that was a journey.
No, like, I don't know, because if you pull any video, honestly, especially if it's not like super crisp quality and like in 4K, there's going to be random like pixel movements or like random things that don't look natural that aren't anything suspicious. It's just like because the video was condensed and it didn't.
Okay, let's just keep, you know, let's just keep an open mind and keep going.
No, I'm still not sold, but okay.
His head is moving when he's looking down. It makes no sense. Video does not do that. Here's another one. See, he's moving. He's in the middle of moving. Everything's moving normally. I get to this frame and boom, only his mouth moves. And then the next second he starts moving again. Let's find another one. I'll just click.
This doesn't feel very compelling to me.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Just click in another random spot. There's another one. Look, I'm flipping between the two frames right now. Literally nothing else is moving. My guess is he reported it at something like.
I will say that if you go frame by frame on pretty much any video, that doesn't really happen though.
You'll find things though that look weird.
Maybe you'll find things that look weird, like, but in the same video, you're gonna find multiple instances where just your mouth is moving and not your eyebrow, not any sort of emotion, nothing else.
I mean, but it's a frame. It's not even a second.
What is a frame in the context of a second?
It depends on what he was filming at, but 60 frames per second or 30 frames per second. So it's like,
you know what would be a good, I mean, obviously this is a side quest that we may not be.
I will do a little research into it after we are done filming.
It's not even just like research
but,
into it, but like maybe even just trying it with our footage. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. And to like be able to have something to compare it to, because that's one of the things I ran into with the Britney Spears stuff. It's like, I did have some where it was specifically like she would be turning and like something wouldn't move and it was so unnatural, but it's like he's just sitting there.
Yeah, okay, let's see like, if that's the only evidence he has is just like one bit moves and then the rest doesn't,
like 24 frames per second, and the AI spat out a 30 frames per second version, and now in between the frames it's filling in the gaps where his mouth is supposed to be moving, but the video itself is not actually moving. Also, there's a bunch of sections like this where his microphone is stretching.
Okay, that is weird. Look at the microphone.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
His microphone is stretching, and this happens all throughout the video, too. Look, the microphone's stretching in this one. Why is the microphone stretching? Damn, is your microphone happy to see me, or is this just AI-generated? But maybe this isn't...
I like him.
No, that's honestly more compelling.
Okay,
than the
period.
Other
ones, let's, you but... know, let's give him a chance. Let's give him a chance. I am not a conspiracy person, but I believe everything. So I don't know how that kind of works together. But
well, and that's the thing is I like conspiracy theories, but I'm a skeptic. So I feel like
you got to have the proof.
I like a good debunking. Okay.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Olive & June.
I just painted my nails a new color. By the way, if you've been living under a rock and don't watch this podcast all the time, they've been a recurring sponsor. They're a nail polish brand.
Honestly, their quick dry polish is the only reason why I can get my toes painted, because otherwise they just stay unpainted these days. I just don't have enough time. And their dry drops also come in super clutch when you need to do stuff right after you paint your nails and you don't want to mess them up.
Honestly, it's the only reason I can get any of my nails painted. It dries in like 60 seconds, and then you wait a little longer and put the dry drops on and you're good to go.
And if you're someone that gets overwhelmed with the idea of doing your nails at home, that's where Olive & June can help you out, because they have different systems that include everything you need to get a salon quality mani or pedi at home. So they have their mani system and their pedi system, but they also have things like press-ons and pretty much anything you would need to do your nails at home. So if you guys want to try out Olive & June for yourself, you can visit oliveandjune.com/EWKT for 20% off your first system.
That's Olive & June, OliveAndJune.com/DWKT for 20% off your first system.
And thank you so much to Olive & June for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Maybe this isn't convincing to you, you know? Maybe he's using Facetune. That could bend the microphone. That could make weird frame things happen with his mouth. But the thing is, if this is real footage and he's doing an AI mouth replacement, then that means he has a finite amount of footage that he's actually recorded. There's a limited amount of versions of Dennis that can exist in any given video. So I took the original footage and I started kind of comparing different moments to see if I could see whether the footage was being reused throughout the video. And I didn't find anything until he uploaded a second video.
See, this it could be interesting because honestly, I think what's really grounding me in my doubt is like
I don't think he's capable.
Like he could do that. Yeah, literally.
I love that. Okay.
Videos uploaded on two different days, and I'm going to show you basically my smoking gun, essentially. This is the evidence, in my opinion. Get ready.
Haley Welch of Hawk Tour fame social media to raise Star Trey Young and a Hawk.
Yeah, he tried to kill me off, but forgot I'm a cat with nine lives.
Who'd want a star power in the lineup?
And now it's time.
As annoying as it is to hear Deaf Noodles twice over each other, that is the same video with different words.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Obviously responded positively, right?
Buckle up, we got some good stuff coming.
So what you're looking at is two different videos from two different days of him talking about different things. clearly obvious that this is the same footage.
Yeah,
the movement is identical. There's no amount of mannerisms or cadence that create this.
And even look at like that little wrinkle in on his right shoulder, like in
yeah
his shirt.
He brings up the wrinkles on the shirts. He's like every wrinkle is the same wrinkle on, little, by his armpit.
No everything. Okay, never mind. I
I appreciate the skepticism. I love that.
I think some of the beginning ones could happen in normal footage, but this is fucking crazy. And I just go back to the reason I'm
You're like amazing, Dennis.
Is because I'm like, wow, you've learned a lot during your time off.
Videos. I mean, this is 100% the same footage. The wrinkles on the shirt are exactly the same. The way his hair sits is exactly the same. This is the same footage, but he's talking about two different things.
And that was even what I was trying to look at the first time when you were clicking through the videos is his hair. Because I could see him just wearing the same shirt for every video.
Oh my God. No, yeah. The thing is that if you were here for the whole Dennis saga, you do remember that he wore the same shirt and used the same exact thumbnails for multiple videos.
The thumbnails, yes. I think he did cycle between a few shirts, but they were just all UCLA because he was just a young college guy.
Yeah. Someone wrote on Reddit that their conspiracy is that it isn't him at all, and he sold his likeness to Keem/Happy Punch. This is how Keem gets back into drama, but for adults and not edgelord kids.
You know, I do believe that more because then it wouldn't be him.
Like, I don't think the theory is that, like, he's dead and, like, someone's posting as him.
Oh,
like,
no,
I don't think
no.
it's sinister. I don't think it's weird. I just think he didn't continue his channel. He didn't want to continue his channel and maybe gave them, like, old footage or recorded one video and was like, here, use deepfake or whatever the fuck to do it. And someone else is doing that, which would make a lot more sense with your theory.
I was just going to say, which would make more sense because then that means he's not the one responsible for this in the post situation.
But
so.
I just, can you imagine telling us 2 years ago? Is like, okay, so Dennis is going to literally spiral off of the internet and then he's going to come back as a deepfake. Like, it's just such a weird plot that I had to cover it because I'm like, what?
The deepfake part? Maybe not. The rest of it, I think we pretty accurately predicted. Yes.
Made sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So weird. And honestly, it was such a weird addition to the lore of Deaf Noodles that I just felt it was important to kind of just pin it right here and just be like, what the fuck? And then just move on with our life and not talk about Deaf Noodles for years.
I wish there was some way you could, like, you know, you can look up, like, companies. Like, there's websites to look up, like, who's the officers on the, like, for different corporations. That's how I do a lot of my research for things. But I wish there was that for, like, YouTube channels that you could, like, see.
Oh my God, I
like,
know.
The title transfer or something.
But the whole theory of Keemstar being involved in this, I also believe that could be true. I believe many things could be true here.
If they hadn't been working together, I feel like no one would have come up with that theory, but that makes a little more sense.
From suing someone and hating them and dedicating every ending monologue to how much you hate them to working with them for sure, but then potentially selling them your channel to use deepfakes of you. That's crazy.
The thing is,
what the fuck?
I don't know what I would call Dennis because I and Keem because it isn't clout goblin. That doesn't really accurately describe them.
Clout demons. Clout demons.
That's a perfect one. Yep.
Yeah, they're sinister for
like,
sure.
I totally see them putting aside personal differences for money.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So weird and interesting. Had a little bit of a conspiracy to it. We got to revisit an old friend of the show. Fun time. So if you guys have been here since the Deaf Noodles era, if you were sitting there on those live streams, please let us know because those are like, oh fucking geez, that was like a long ass time ago.
And like, that was one of the first times that, I mean, we're always surprised when we have anything that's like, people are watching us, we're on a billboard now. Like, things are just, it never seems real. But that was one that we had done this live stream, I think all of them, but even the first one specifically, I just remember like, we're struggling because we're trying to get all the tech right and everything. And then we did it.
We did it on
and
Zoom.
We had like so many more viewers than we thought we were going to. And then people started tipping us. You guys, this was when I like literally couldn't afford food. And I was like almost crying afterwards because it was like, oh my God, why are people
you
giving
were also
us money?
Very drunk.
I was way, well, that was for the first few months, we would get drunk for the episodes. The Deaf Noodle ones, Deaf Noodles ones, we're wasted in all of them.
Yeah, it was once a week. And it was like, usually, I don't know what day of the week we filmed, but it was only once a week. And then we just, I don't know, we were a lot more into it. Now we can't possibly get drunk every episode because that would be a problem.
Like, even now they're like barely even drink any of this. I would finish two of these at least.
Yeah, and those are tall boys. You drank like three at the concert and you were plastered.
Yeah, well, and that's because I haven't been drunk in a long time. But also I love the Deaf Noodles thing was really when you had like, because when we started, Jesse like never wanted to say anything to piss anyone off. And actually I remember it was a very dramatic moment with Deaf Noodles unfollowed you and we found out.
Oh my God, I freaked the fuck out. I forgot about that.
I don't personally know Deaf Noodles. However, we do follow each other, or I haven't checked since the episode went up if he unfollowed me.
Oh, does he follow
you? He follows me. And so I've just been way too nervous. I have to check if he unfollowed me. Hold on. He unfollowed me.
Shut up.
I swear to God. Dennis, when, you bastard.
I wish you could find out when it happened, though.
I checked before the video
when he
live.
Still did.
Yeah, he still followed me. So Dennis. Funny. You know what? Unfollow back. I get so nervous in these days. Oh my God, my hands are all clammy. I have goosebumps.
Oh my God. Well, we better check our DMs for anything from Christy Carlson Romano. But like, because one, we were drunk, and then two, because it was just like so insane, everything that he was doing. That was when Jesse finally was like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah. And it opened the floodgates. I feel like I've said it once or twice, but this show has helped me so much with just accepting that not everybody's gonna like me and my opinion. And like, there's a moment to look at your opinion and be like, oh shit, I fucked up. And like, that's a fucked up opinion to have. But then there's also moments to stand up for your opinion. And I just feel like it's helped me evolve a lot. And I don't know, this has been a growing journey.
For Deaf Noodles in particular, I feel like we watched it back and we were like, oh my God.
Literally,
we were...
who cares if he unfollowed me? Like, I literally would not give a fuck.
First of all, that. But also, we look back and we acknowledge that, like, we were really harsh. But, like, honestly,
yeah, we were.
I don't think it wasn't deserved.
What was it, the one that he did with that one guy? He, like, almost cried. That creator that, like, made him cry because he made a video about him.
Oh, my God. What's his name? I don't remember. But it was him making fun of, because before his commentary, quote unquote, he used to literally read memes.
Yeah. Sit on camera and read memes.
That was it. That was one of my favorite parts. But I was going to say, I look back on all of those very fondly.
Me too. Me too. I honestly, I don't like to revisit him too much because we don't want to give him too much attention. I think that it's, at this point, maybe not the most positive thing for him.
Yeah.
But I will say, it brings some nostalgia back to me that I enjoy covering it, I have to admit.
That was like, we were like, it's Friday night, there's a roast, absolutely.
Let's clear the schedule, live stream. And he was in California, so we would be, I was like, I don't know, it would be like midnight or something here, or one in the morning, and I was live streaming just hammered. It was a great time.
We had a great time, yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, that's Deaf Noodles. If this is the first time you've been introduced to him, hope you guys get acquainted and hope you had a great time.
It was a nice trip down memory lane. It was fun that it kept me on my toes whether it was going to be real or not.
Yeah. All right. Second topic. Are you guys ready? Because I don't know what to expect, but Lily says it's a little bit unhinged.
Yeah. Okay. So in full disclosure, I don't know a ton about it. I just happened to pass it this morning and then our researcher did the legwork for us, but it just seemed like such a weird, unserious beef. That was funny.
Which I love. I love unserious beef. So this involves a man by the name... Why did I say that like a question? No, a man named Garrett. And his TikTok handle is Garrett from Goldies. Don't know a thing about
Nothing.
Him. Never heard of him. And then the other people are the host of Morning Toast. One of them being Claudia, which is Girl with No Job, which I do know has a complicated history on the internet, but I don't know enough about it. And that's not what today's episode is going to be. If you want us to cover her, I guess.
Well, I don't think it's even the fact. It's not just like Girl with No Job. It's her and her sister, I guess, both have had a lot of problematic things come out. I think some...
Not me pulling an other girl moment. I'm so sorry to you two queens. I'm like, it's Claudia and that's it. And she's the only one that hosts it.
Well, I don't know that much about their problematic stuff that's come out. Before any of that, I've seen them. I've never been someone that's tuning into the podcast. I have friends that definitely watch it religiously.
I think that Girl with No Job in particular, I mean, I know that she's been around at least on Instagram for like a decade now. She's one of the like oldest like meme accounts and stuff on Instagram. So I think that she has a long history on the internet and there's probably a lot there, but that really isn't relevant in today's discussion because this is more of a different issue.
We're going to kind of compartmentalize and acknowledge that there's some problematic stuff around them and their family
that we don't know about.
But this is just separately, we're just going to put a pin in that.
Yeah, we're going to the unserious drama, okay? That's what we're
choosing
to cover today.
And also, this isn't like us endorsing them and saying like, go watch their podcast or saying don't watch their podcast. I really, not up to us.
I don't feel either way. But also, if you guys know more about their lore or anything that we should know, leave it in the comments. Like, we are admittedly unaware of anything else.
I just know very vaguely it stems originally from her mom being problematic, their mom, and it's
a lot.
Rumble. But what I came across is her on my For You page, and I do think, problematic stuff aside, that like, just from what I've seen, she's very funny. And she is very unserious a lot of the time. Our researcher is starting with the Garrett videos, but I saw hers first, and it's her basically kind of being like, you're crazy. But let's start the other way around. Find out who's crazy.
I love when you like, and same happens to me, like I'll randomly come across like three chapters in on my
For You
page.
Sure.
I'm like,
shit. Honestly, from her perspective, I didn't need to do a whole lot of deep diving to understand that she was not in the wrong here, but.
Okay, so this is Garrett's original video, I think.
I don't know what this says about me, but nothing gets me going more than having an enemy. Knowing some rat fuck out there does not want to see you win makes me want to grind 100 Time's harder. Let's fucking go, baby.
Is he on cocaine?
I'm not even trying to be. I don't
that
know.
That is a lot. That is intense.
Is that for sure referring to her?
You know, it may not be, but I think that this happened right before.
Of the personality.
Like, the timeline is right around each other, so it could have very well been a sub-TikTok, or it could have also not been relevant. But it may also just be a glimpse into how unhinged he is.
I was going to say, gives us an idea of what he's like, but that would feel really aggressive for what the situation is. But if it is, that makes this even weirder.
Okay, but this is the actual call out.
Welcome back to another episode of Diners, Diners, and Diners Investigative Journalism Edition. I'd like to introduce you to Claudia Oshry, aka Girl with No Job, an eye-popping 3.1 million followers. I have recently become a target of hers on TikTok. Welcome back to Diners, Diners, and Diners, and occasionally coffee shops. Yesterday, Claudia decided to blatantly rip off DD&D.
So, to be clear, Garrett has a segment that he does on his TikTok where it's called Diners, Diners, and Diners, which is a play on diners, drive-ins, and dives.
I was about to say, do you mean where he ripped off the Guy Fieri show, Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives?
Yes, because exactly.
You can't really claim that you own something when you already ripped it off from something else.
Yes. So basically, this is a series where he goes to various diners in the New York area and tries them and reviews them. Cool. Sounds fun. I love a good diner, but I don't feel like that's a very revolutionary idea because you literally took the name and just, like, you know.
Oh. But apparently it is.
It's fine. But he feels like this was his intellectual property for sure.
Ben and I are continuing our journey across New York City's greatest diners, diners, and diners.
Like seeing a soft top muffin wrapped in saran wrap, the diner gang took exception.
Here's how I found myself in a bit of TikTok drama. People are like, you're stealing from Garrett. I'm like, who the fuck is Garrett? I guess he also does this series where he, like, rates diners, and he also calls it Diners, Diners, and Diners.
Now, something just didn't sit right about this response. Who is Claudia Oshry?
Where did she come
Why
from?
So much hate?
What is this?
Anti-Muslim.
Famous hating mom.
War on Americans? Claudia, what do you think about this?
Now I'm getting a little suspicious.
Same here, girl.
A lot of edits, and as someone who loves a lot of edits, too many edits. Like, this is getting a little overstimulating.
Okay, I'm ready to blow this case wide open.
Everybody meet Pamela
also,
Geller.
Not to say that if someone gets canceled for something or if they did something wrong, you can't, like, remind them, but he's acting like he's breaking this information, and literally this was, like, very much, like, public. Like, she lost brand deals over this years ago.
He very quickly touches on, like, she ripped me off. Okay, but look at all this other stuff. Do we not want the focus to be on the fact that you feel that she ripped you off and how
no,
she ripped you
key.
Off and how that's affected you?
No, because his plan here is not to be, like, defending his quote-unquote, like, intellectual property that he thinks he is just a genius and came up with, but he is just trying to make it like she's a bad creator, so people are going to support her, so I just need to take her down. But I'm like, newsflash, people tried to do that 2 years ago when that all came out, and she's still doing fine. So
I mean, again, I don't know almost anything about her, and I know that something bad happened, so, like, I feel like a lot of people do know. And again, I'm not saying, like, if you're talking about a quarrel that you have with someone and there is relevant information that people should know about them, sure. But I feel like he switched
irrelevant.
So fast. I feel like maybe a smart move would have been to maybe, like, show examples of her doing it to other people, or, like, I don't know. Like, it just feels a little off base for what we're trying to focus on. But
referring to himself as her latest target, literally it would be like someone saying, like, that we have picked someone as our latest target, where it's like, or she's just talking about stuff.
Yeah. And it also, I know the first video, you know, it's up in the air who it was about, but him just being like, I love having enemies. And it's just like, you're a bit much, sir. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, and especially when we will watch what Claudia's video was that spawned this, like, freak out. It's like, oh, you really? Okay.
Most prominent anti-Muslim activist in the United States. Pause to read. I wonder if Claudia used money from her mom's hate speech to finance Girl with No Job. It would be very interesting to me. I wonder why you don't take any pictures with your mom or post them on Instagram. Something you're trying to hide, Claudia? I know you're watching from your alt account, so I'll make you a deal. From now on, every time you say my name, for the rest of time, I'm going to start a series called Burnt Toast, where I document all the fucked up shit your mom has done from the past 20 years. And there's a ton of content.
I'm confused. Literally, I think she made one video after he started attacking her.
I'm scared.
Every time you say my name, she hasn't been saying your name. She didn't know who you were up until just a little bit ago.
Literally.
Oh, so here's an example of his diners, yeah. Diners, and diners.
Welcome back to Diners, Diners, and Diners. And today we are in Greenpoint, Brooklyn at Three Decker Diner. Now, before we get going, I know the question
say diner one more time.
Mind is how did the date go last night? I stole a kiss on 6th Avenue, and I'm hoping to see her again this week.
So he reviews just diners.
Yeah, and not like really good diners. I watched one where he said he's the one that focuses on, like, the 7 out of 10 kind of
diners. The shitty ones. Okay, yeah. Period.
This is hers.
Ben and I are continuing our journey across New York City's greatest diners, diners, and diners. We're at Three Guys on Madison Avenue.
It's really good.
We're not going to be sharing the ones that aren't good because we're not about disparaging local businesses. But let me tell you this one.
That's feels it. Like maybe a video she made on the fly.
Like, it doesn't feel like it's like this like really big thing she's put a lot of thought into.
Okay, it appears as though I found myself in a bit of TikTok drama. My time has come. A bunch of people were tagging this guy in my comments, and so I went to it and it said user not found. So then I was like, Ben, can you look at this? User not found. So now I'm getting a little suspicious because people are like, you're stealing from Garrett. I'm like, who the fuck is Garrett? So I go on my podcast account, find Garrett's page. Yes, I have been blocked. And he made a like TikTok kind of subtweeting me about how it's amazing to have enemies, and he called me a rat fuck. I guess he also
so it seems that she believes that's about her too.
So does this series where he like rates diners, and he also calls it diners, diners, and diners. Now, I didn't copy Garrett. I never even heard of Garrett, rat fuck. And I will not have this libel slammed on my name. The only thing I have in this life is my reputation. It's not that like creative of a concept. It's called parallel thinking. We both came to the same conclusion at the same time.
Wait, no, you're not recording. Are you?
No, I...
okay, cool.
Sorry, he had to put a shirt on.
In New York, there are no drive-ins or dives. There are just diners. So yeah, we're going to diners, diners, and diners.
Please excuse us from this narrative that we truly never asked to be a part of. I do not know Garrett. I just like to eat at diners. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So they're very unserious about the whole thing, which in contrast is just hilarious to me because he seems so
serious. And watching it in reverse where it's just like him just being like, well, now let's dive into it, which again, I have no dog in this fight. Like, if she said problematic shit that's anti-Muslim or her mother has, then fuck them
all.
We can
condemn
like,
that
really
another
care.
Day.
I'm this? Looking at this specific situation. Yeah. I'm just like, sir, this is a lot. It's just a lot.
And now we have a word from one more sponsor, Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
And lowering your bills, it does do, because it reminds you when you have duplicate subscriptions, which is a big problem of mine, or when you sign up for trials and you forget to cancel them. But then I know you also use a lot of the budgeting tips.
Yeah, it actually tells you how much more or less you spent weekly, monthly. I mean, it categorizes everything. It lets you know if there's any transactions that are uncategorized that you should be aware of. And honestly, it's just been so helpful to see it all laid out like that. And I don't even have to do anything. All I had to do was plug in my bank and it knew everything else.
And in addition to us, Rocket Money also has, 5 million other users and has saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions alone.
And that saves members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features, which I highly recommend because they are very helpful. So if you guys want to stop wasting money on things you don't use, you can go and cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. There are many times, and we have covered many things, I feel like at this point, where creators blatantly rip off people. I mean, Emery, hello? But like, literally, people do copy frame for frame and like copy your script and everything, which I find so fucking dumb because it's so easily provable.
And I want to point out that like, if you watch a full episode of his, he's like reviewing the food and like talking about the hash browns and
hers like, seemed like a vlog on the fly.
She just says it's really good.
He's like, great, I love it. Like, yeah, it doesn't seem
I don't
like
think
she's
taking
coming
away
for
your
brand
viewership.
And at the very least, it doesn't seem like she's trying to create a series off of this. Seem
it,
like
it more than
she just
is
said.
Just like every time they go to diners, she like mentions it as like a joke that they have, but it's not like, oh no, we have to film another episode of Diners, Diners, and Diners.
Now, our researcher says that he was on live for 3 hours ranting about Claudia. We don't have any clips as of yet. Maybe we will by the time this episode goes
up. I have seen one.
But he has literally been on TikTok live just like talking about Claudia nonstop, which I do think is overkill, even if he does feel justified in the fact that like he thinks she stole from him, whatever. And then he found out she was a less than savory person and like whatever. But it's a lot.
It's giving rug lady.
No, it literally, yes.
I think I saved it. There is a clip that I've seen from one of the live streams. And he's so creepy.
Someone had written a comment that says, I wish you could see the live. It's insane. LMAO. And then this was her response.
Okay, I'm ready to blow this case wide open. This guy who accused me of stealing his, like, series, which I literally didn't, I never heard of him until 5 minutes ago, has been on TikTok Live
for three hours
talking about me. He called me a goof. I watched, you guys, he's so crazy. Like, I'm actually afraid of him. I really.
To be fair, you called him a rat fuck.
I saw.
So, this one was the first one?
Yeah.
The last one?
No, literally. I'm like, it came really late to the game, but that's why I was like, what is happening? And then I saw a few others, and I was like, oh, this is funny.
I need to stop engaging, but I'm sorry. I just remembered something. I have proof that actually Gavin stole from me. This is an Instagram that I posted in 2023.
Looking for America's Graders, Diners, Diners, and Diners.
Oh, she ate. I fear that's proof.
Diners, Diners, and Diners. Diners, Diners, and Diners. Who stole from who now, Garrett?
I just love how unhinged and just unserious she is. And just the comparison between
and
him.
And then he is literally crashing out on the internet. A researcher included this comment and I literally want to throw up. Someone put, leave Claudia alone in all caps. And then he responded, please tell your Ozempic leader to stop making videos about me.
Okay, first of all, the Ozempic jokes, too much.
Not funny.
People need to just stop. I literally got one time and it was literally on a carousel that I had done for Jocelyn's birthday. It was birthday photos. Even if I was on Ozempic, none of your business, but definitely have never been. And again, I've talked about this before. I'm like, the weight comments, I don't get them really anymore. But I'm like, I've been this weight for like 10 years now. Can you guys just give it up and stop asking what my dramatic weight loss was? I still get people liking my response. And the girl did apologize after, which I thought was nice. So a girl comments, Ozempic really did its job with a...
Jesus.
And I was like, this was literally Jocelyn's birthday post of a bunch of old pictures of us. But so I commented and said, well, considering these pictures are from like 2018, and I don't think anyone even knew what Ozempic was until maybe 2021. I'm gonna go with no, but go off, girly. Hope one of us is enjoying a weekend free of strangers commenting weird and unnecessary assumptions about their weight. Shit, though, I guess it'll have to be you since you already took care of that one for me, queen.
Jesus. And what did she say?
She responds a few days later and she goes, bro, I'm so sorry. My comment wasn't okay. You totally got me. Someone needs to take my phone away when I'm drinking.
Not that you got me.
I know. I was like, yeah, I did.
You got me.
someone needs to take my phone away when I'm drinking. That's not an excuse whatsoever. Just, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, Jesus. I mean, better than the alternative, but literally the Ozempic jokes piss me off so much.
Well, because first of all, I mean, not only do people legitimately use it for diabetes and stuff like that, but semaglutide, Ozempic, Mounjaro, all that shit, like, has genuinely helped a lot of people who struggle with addictions to food. I mean, a lot of shit. And I've seen that in my own personal life. Like, it's just fucked up to be like, oh, Ozempic queen. Or like, first of all, is she on Ozempic or is he just assuming that? Like, it's just nasty.
Agree. It's just like, don't speculate. And like I said, don't comment on weird and unnecessary assumptions on people's bodies. You're not welcome. But anyway. Shows his character even more. But also, I feel like he's acting like she is the one driving this and like blowing this up. I'm like, you came for her. You tried to like literally expose her using stuff that came out years ago that people have already,
And I mean, it's valid to like, if he just wanted to get on the internet and be like, hey, did you guys know that popular podcaster said this, whatever. But you're doing it in the name of defending something that is so dumb. Like, it's just like, there's no basis there.
Because one, not only does he show no proof of like, look it, I have been posting about this since this date or something, which is just funny because she shows the Instagram showing she's been doing it over a year.
I mean, she could have edited the caption. I'll be devil's advocate here.
But I think it would have said captions. Edited.
Uh-uh. Not on captions.
Maybe, but I also don't think she would have gone to even...
I think it would be weird. Yeah. I think it would be very weird to do in this situation.
Even still, he didn't offer any kind of proof to be like, look it, she stole from me because of this. Other than it was just called... Like, she just said diners, diners, and diners, which is like the most low-hanging fruit joke. Like, are you kidding?
It was a disproportionate reaction, in my opinion.
It was also just a weird assumption to think that she copied you.
Yeah, but it is clear that he is known for that, apparently. Again, I'm not... Like, I'm admittedly not someone that understands his content or knows his content or has watched it, but like, she got tagged in it before he ever made a video. I mean, his enemies one was a lot, but like, before that, people were tagging on his behalf allegedly before he even posted anything. So it seems like that's what he's known for, and people called that out and brought it to his attention. But even then, as a creator, I do feel like it's your job to just be like, hey, things happen, people have similar ideas, bye. Like, you again got that idea from Guy Fieri, and like, fine, whatever, like, do whatever you need to do. But it's just, it's silly. And it was also so clear that she wasn't trying to profit or create a series off of it, that it seems so insane that this would be your reaction.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, then when you look at the fact that she has a very successful podcast, she's been famous for so long because she had that Instagram, which you said it's a meme account. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I wonder if your mom funded your... I'm like, she had a meme page. It didn't cost... It didn't
I'm sure she's made
funding.
A shit ton of money off the internet. Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
He was trying to connect dots that weren't connectable. And I think that also in that regard, it's just dumb and kind of not discredits what she's done in her past, but it's just like when you start using things like that to try to make your weak argument stronger, it kind of does a disservice to
you,
the core of what you're even trying to say, which is like if you really believe that that content is problematic and that her mom is horrible and all this shit,
it's separate conversation.
Then that needs its own separate moment, yeah. Not to use that for your own gain and just be like, oh, she's just bad and she did bad to me and everyone just hate her. Like, I guess I just don't see his goal here.
Well, and not to mention to frame her as someone that's like stealing content. It's like she literally has a podcast like ours where it's just like her and her sister talking. She's not stealing content and she definitely wouldn't need to steal your diners idea. Like that's
and
not.
And if she was, I really don't even think that post probably did very well.
That's
it was like
thing.
Such
like,
a stupid
It's not
post.
Like she was like, this is going to be my next big thing. It's like, no, she was just eating at a diner and she thought it was funny. Shut the fuck up.
It's so weird. Like, he seems like he took one too many of the limitless pills and needs to take a nap. So Lily provided a clip of the live. Let's take a gander. I'm scared.
Anyways, guys, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. I'm going out tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
No! Stop!
I know. I was honest. I'll go on the morning toast. Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. It's called Burnt Toast, and I just make fun of all you losers the entire time. But Claudia would probably steal that. So, peace out.
Oh, my God. The link.
What is happening?
I told you. It's
oh,
crazy.
My God. I have goosebumps.
I know.
Oh, my God. Like, my entire, you know, like the, what do we say? We have, like, discernment or whatever. Your whole body just, like, shuts down when you see a demon. I'm scared.
I told you. It's creepy. And
okay,
it's weird.
The smiling,
and I guess he was
the
on
rocking,
live for
the
hours.
Sheer aspect ratio of that shot, the licking of the lips. It's diabolical. It's everything I needed to know. We should have started with that clip because that would have
I know.
The whole
and
mood.
Also, it just, it oozes Cloud Goblin.
Wow. That was really yucky. Thank you for providing that.
You're welcome.
I think. Okay, we love the internet?
Yes.
All right. I came across this little gem today. It made me chuckle. It kind of involves animals. Well, no, it does involve animals, but paintings of animals.
Can someone tell me why they painted dogs so goddamn ugly in medieval times? Like this? That's just a guy.
That's just a guy.
They would spend all that time on them. Giant, elaborate, colorful paintings just for them to say fuck it.
What is that? What the fuck is that? Why didn't they try?
Suddenly we find out that's what dogs used to look like.
Oh my God, that would happen to us. And we're like, okay, we're just fucking dumb then. Sorry.
Literally, like, why does it have that kind of a neck? And like, it's
there's
their noses.
No way a dog
they have human
like
noses.
Well, the thing is, like, maybe they just genuinely didn't know
that they're human,
like, how to transfer an animal face, but that is just a guy. That is just a man on a dog.
Maybe it wasn't supposed to be a dog. And it was just like, what's that thing when you grow a lot of hair everywhere?
Maybe I'll save this for another We Love the Internet, but the top comment is like, wait till you see medieval cats. And I'm like, oh,
oh
God.
No,
okay.
I don't even know if I want to go down.
I think
rebel.
It was just an animal issue. Like, they just didn't know how to paint them.
Jesus. Do you want to see a dog getting ice cream?
Sure. I'm not going to say no to that. I'd be a fucking asshole. Oh my God, a pit bull.
I love pit bulls, specifically like this kind and the gray ones. So it says, for the past 2 years, every Wednesday the ice cream truck comes and I had to show you what it's like.
Stop it. Oh. Oh, he's ready.
Oh, he's here now. Yeah, I'm coming, I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming. Come in. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming.
I love it. He keeps going back. He's like, Mom, hurry up.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the road. He's a man on a mission.
Oh, my God. He's like literally left her ass.
But he comes back.
Oh, he came back.
Yes, I know you're excited.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, you okay? Coming in.
Oh my God. He's just so happy.
He's so cute. I was gonna say something so fucking dumb when I heard her accent. I was literally just like, British people have ice cream trucks? I didn't know that. Honestly, I don't feel like that's even an unfair opinion. I've been on British food TikTok lately and holy shit. Look up a chip butty. Do me a favor and look up a chip butty. Thank you.
I wouldn't even begin to know what that...
Untoasted piece of bread, fries, cold cheese, I think mayo.
All together? Like a sandwich?
Like that's the meal, chip butty. Yeah.
Oh, a choice. I can't. I mean, not to say that we don't have gross shit as Americans, but...
No, but they have
the
worse
thing
shit.
Is they have
I'm
weird
sorry,
combinations
British friends.
Of things.
No, everything looks cold. Everything looks cold and everything looks beige. I don't know how to explain
you
it.
Like the
okay.
fish and chips.
Anyway, sorry to my British friends. Love you. If you've made it this far, we appreciate you very much and hope you had a fantastic weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.